It's just amazing.
The Aaron Keck Show continues with local news, sports, ideas, and now all the best local music in town.
Southern culture on the skids.
The Carolina chocolate drops.
The squirrel nut zippers. Mandolin orange.
Sylvan Esso.
Mac and Laura from Superchunk.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
The music here is as varied as the stores on Franklin Street.
Live and local starts now.
Thank you, Aaron. Great to meet you.
On 97.9 The Hill.
And we are especially live today because it is Tuesday. That means it's time for another round of Tracks Tuesday, celebrating the launch of the Tracks Music Library. More than 70 local artists all together on one page that you can check out from every imaginable genre. This is a project of the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department. TracksMusicLibrary.org. Go there, stream some fantastic local music. And every Tuesday this month, we have been joined in the studio by one of the featured artists. Today, we are joined by Ione Jeffries, who has a new album that is due out soon, but we've got a preview of it up on Tracks Music Library right now, so you can head there and get more information. Ione, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing really well today.
Awesome. So we're going to hear, chat about you and your music coming up later on, and we'll get a live performance, but we're going to start by introducing a track.
Yes.
off of the tracks right?
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
It is also one of the songs that is on my upcoming project, Potential Gon' Pay, which is set to release on August the 1st of this year.
Nice.
The song is titled Searching For. It is a very personal song, very spiritually inclined, talking about my relationship with someone that I really love, even though it wasn't the right time for us to be together.
Awesome. This is Ione Jeffries with Searching For.
I just wanted to tell you that I love you. And recently I've just been soul searching, you know, just digging deep with yourself. And I've realized that I have so much more healing to do. You know, I've kept so much stuff repressed. And I gotta release and I gotta let it go before we get to where we're headed to, you know? But I just wanted to say I love you and I thank you for sticking it through with me, baby. And you're amazing. And we can only go up from here.
Searching for her and me. Gave you everything, yeah. I know you'll miss her, cold sweats in your sleep. We need time to be free. Wandering eyes, pray you find what you're searching for. Wandering eyes, pray you find what you're searching for. It ain't me now, so I'll let you go. Give you time to heal on your own. Let go of your pain. Let go of your past. Wandering eyes, pray you find what you're searching for. Wandering eyes, pray you find what you're searching for. And we'll meet at the other end of this, yeah. Race that we're both running, I pray you find what you need to say. When we overcome. pray you find what you need. Wandering guide, you find me.
Ione Jeffries there with Searching For. That is a fantastic song.
Thank
I love
you.
That. We're going to have more
Thank
from
you.
Ione, more music. We'll talk about her work. We'll talk about the Trax Music Library all on the way after this as Trax Tuesdays continues during Live and Local. 6:12 is your time. Back with more after this. 6:13 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you this afternoon. We are live and local on this Trax Tuesdays, another installment of what has been all month long a weekly series of conversations and live performances from artists featured on the Trax Music Library, which launched earlier this month, 3 weeks ago to be precise, on TraxMusicLibrary.com, TraxMusicLibrary.org, project of the Town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department and the Chapel Hill Public Library. This is the last Tuesday of June, so this is the last Trax Tuesday of the month. But we are going to keep this going. We're going to make it a monthly thing instead of a weekly thing, so we'll have more Trax Music Library artists throughout the rest of the summer and on into the fall. Today, we are joined by Ione Jeffries, whose album Potential Gonna Pay is going to be out yep. later on this year, August. And
yes,
I'm
August the 1st.
Super excited about it. And we were talking during the break that like I can get kind of like obsessive about trying to listen to all of the mm-hmm. local music that I possibly can for this
right.
hour. So I listened to all of the Trax Music Library songs, and Searching For is one of my favorites. This is a fantastic song. Yeah.
It's definitely a classic song.
Yeah.
It's one of those songs for me that's going, I know no matter what happens in like my career, it's going to definitely still have its own precedence.
Yeah.
Just because of the emotion that came, that's with it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you said you wrote it about someone in your life, and that's his voice at the
yes,
start
at the
of
beginning.
It, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
He sent me that message 2 days before I broke up with him. Which is so sweet. I was
yeah.
grateful because you know, you can hear the intention in it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he had no idea I was going to use it for that.
What did he say when he found
he
out?
He cried.
Aww.
Which I
That's sweet.
Those who know him, he's
yeah.
he'll probably be embarrassed by that, but it's the truth. He cried. Oh.
That's sweet. So tell us about yourself. When did you start
yeah.
performing?
My entire life,
okay.
well, maybe not my entire life. When I started singing and writing at the age of 5, like as far as writing songs, my mother taught me to read and write by 3. So I had like a lot of time to like, you know, to kind of develop it even at such a young age. And at age 8, she saw that I was very serious about music. So, and it's in my bloodline too. My father is a musician and a sculptor. And my mother, she's a writer. So it kind of just like, it took a life of its own. It's something that I could never really stay away from. Even like during school time, I would favor the music room or like
mm-hmm.
any time my teacher was like, okay, you finish your work. I would literally be that student that finished early just so I could leave the classroom to go and do other things when it came to music or like my artistry.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's been with me my whole life.
What inspires you?
What inspires me? Every time I hear this question, I think of Kanye West's part in Big Brother where he's like, at the Grammys, I set the dot and spy at me, but my big brother who I always tried to be.
Mm-hmm.
It always reminds me of that. That's definitely a me thing. Like, I feel like I inspire me. but largely, it's my family.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people that no matter who I'm around or where I'm at, whatever's in my vicinity will kind of be my influence.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not necessarily an inspiration, I'm deeply influenced and just being empathetic and being very sensitive to the world. I pick it up from even this conversation right now, you know. I'll probably leave here and be like, oh, I'm going to write something.
I hope you
yeah.
do. Yeah. Cool. Speaking with Ione Jeffries, and you're an artist, you're a musician, you're also a farmer. Tell us about tell us about your other work as well.
Yes. In addition to being a musician, I like that. I got it. You can record in that, right?
Oh yeah.
So I can have that later. It's a bar. in addition to being a musician, I am a farmer. So I am the project manager of Handewa Farms, which is an Afro-Indigenous farming collective. We are right now located in Rougemont, North Carolina, but we are from all over. So I myself am a member of the Okanichi Band of the Saponi Nation, which is a local tribe that's in Burlington. Mm-hmm. Actually, the land that we're on right now is Okanichi land.
Yeah.
From here, so it's Chatham County, Orange County, Alamance County, all the way through Durham County, Rougemont area. All of this land used to be occupied by the Okanichi Band of the Saponi Nation, or the Okanichi people, along with like the Tuscaroras, Hollow Saponi. So yeah, it felt really incredible. It felt like an incredible duty for me to make sure that our generation can live on, and that our heritage and our lifestyle as being Native Americans is like still accessed by our youth, including myself. You know, I'm only 25 years old, and this is something I've been doing for the last 5 years. As soon as I left from politics, I was like, you know what? I'm going to focus on music, and then I'm also going to like delve into hemp. And my brother is my biggest influence when it comes to just being like a hemp farmer and farming, period, because he was born with hydrocephalus, which is like water on his brain, and he developed epilepsy from a series of other things that happened. But with that, of course, you know, like Charlotte Sweat was the first strain that was developed where THC was kind of brought back to being, or like, excuse me, cannabis as a plant from marijuana to hemp. It's like the same thing, but it's only one cannabinoid that kind of separates them, which is that THC component that gets you high. But our bodies have these natural cannabinoid receptors in it already embedded in our brains where we can like really... it's almost in a way like we're supposed to consume it for whatever health advantages. Mm-hmm. And knowing that my brother needed it and that he could use it and it can help to remove him from taking these, like a whole bunch of medication that was actually hurting him in the long run, that caused him to have like a whole nother disease that he didn't have before. I was like, you know, it's a healthy alternative. It's like, you know, kind of going back to that. Use earth as the herb to heal and not necessarily relying on the pharmaceutical field as much.
I can't describe yourself as having left politics. Like, you're living life politically.
I am. I definitely am. Yeah. I was actually, an old colleague of mine, Sanchez, had called me yesterday or the day before yesterday and was like, you know, asked me just how I've been doing. I haven't heard from him in about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it warmed my heart for him to actually say to me that I'm still continuing on with my organizing. It's just in another realm of existence. And I do believe that I'm radical when it comes to terms of like my lifestyle. And I encourage others to do the same as it fits into their day to day. But for sure, my life is very political. It will, because I'm a Native American and Jamaican woman. Those two things just don't match already. But then when you know, being placed into these different scenarios, like different moments in my life where I'm like, huh, other people would never observe this as like the same way because they're not Native or because they're not Jamaican, because they're not Black. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like I have an incredibly narrow lens, but that perspective is just as important as anyone else's. So
yeah,
I'm going to do what it
sure.
takes to make sure people can see that.
Awesome. Again, yeah. Speaking with Ione Jeffries, how have you been managing the last few months? That's my reaction
whenever anyone
asks me that question, too.
Am I managing?
That's just like the universal response.
Does
like,
it exist?
Yeah.
I feel like, how have I... Let me see. My life, like you said earlier, things have either increased dramatically or you're at home doing nothing.
I'm
definitely on like the increased dramatically side or like scale of things when it comes to how busy I've been.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I'm like managing a farm.
Right. You know, which is always going to be busy, right? Yeah.
Always going to, especially right now. And I'm so grateful because we have such an amazing team. So it's myself and 8 other people that are like that sit on the board for Handewa. And we are like, we're able to really like rely on one another. And if like there's something I'm like, hey, I'm too tired to do it, there's someone else that kind of helped me pick up that slack. So, but outside of that, with music, I've definitely been busier. Art is really how people are getting through this pandemic.
Yes.
So it's really nice to see that the world as a whole is really relying on us, and more than relying on us is really like seeing the necessity and making sure that we are not a part of these like starving artist narrative anymore, because it's exhaustive. And prior to COVID happening, I did have like a lot of things scheduled for this summer and just for this year, and it didn't necessarily go according to plan, but I'm happy of the trajectory that it like that it's now taking, and like the shift has been intense for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm one person, and like I told you, I'm like now I have to actually hire an executive assistant because my workload has like increase like 3-4 times yeah. what it was before. Yeah.
That's a good, weird position to be in right now.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I didn't ask, what does Handewa mean?
Handewa means generational in Tutelo, which is our native tongue, the Okinichi Saponi native tongue.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we really like, we're egging for that generational piece to build generational wealth. It goes beyond a monetary gain. Because for us, it's like when you control your food and your food sources, you're able to really control what happens in your community or what happens around you.
Awesome. People want to find out more about the farm. Where can they go?
Yes, handewafarms.com. That's Handewa farms.com.
And if people want to know about more about you and your music, where can they go?
Awaruhi.com, which is AwaRuhi.com. Or you can just follow me on social media at Ioni Jeffries, Ayonijeffries.
Nice. Again, yeah. We've got Ioni Jeffries here in the studio, one of many artists on the Trax Music Library, TraxMusicLibrary.org for more information and a lot more music. But let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
Let's do it. I'm actually going to perform live for y'all. This is Respect the Hustle. This is a song that I wrote in honor of Nipsey Hussle, who's a rapper who was really about his economy and about social economics and making sure that he preserved things for himself, for his family, his lineage, and I'm with that shit. So, sorry, can I curse? My bad. My bad.
Not the first time that's happened.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good. All right, here's Ioni Jeffries. Respect the Hustle.
When the sun come up and it go down again, when the moon shine bright, just be me and my pen, trying to clear some mental space on myself to just chill. So with all this heartache, why don't we go to hell? When the sun come up and it go down again, when the moon shine bright, just be me and my pen, trying to clear some mental space on myself to just chill. So with all this heartache, where do we go? Yesterday we got the news, this feeling's hard. Ain't got no placement, just feelings that a man misconstrued. Our hearts are scarred. They say before it comes together, all things must fall apart. A stand-up man who sowed way more than he ever reaped. And now it's up to us to clean harvest from all of his seeds. We hop on social media to post our pain away that there is useless. Unless some real action happened after excuses. They took our brother, sent him to an early grave. He was gone, spilled knowledge to keep us from being enslaved. Constitutions, monuments that were built on our backs. See, we've been blind for some centuries, but we bouncing back. It don't change the way this crooked system shaped our society. Built on white lies, warfare, and black brutality. That's what they teach in our schools and on our screens. And wonder why our pockets as low as our self-esteem.
When the sun come up and it go down again.
Me and my pen,
just chill.
Oh,
when the sun come up and it go down again.
Me and my pen,
just chill.
Oh, I don't know what comes next. My spirit feeling different. I look around and all my folks are affected. We gotta keep close with a real investment. You don't have to smile, cause ain't no reason to laugh. For the one that killed them, that man was a dad. He was a father and he was a husband to Lauren London. We know that you love him. We love you. We out here praying for you. I love you. Yeah, I know that's healing for you, girl. That's healing for you.
When the sun come up and it go down,
go
again,
down again.
When the moon shine
yeah.
bright, just be me and my pen.
Me and my pen.
Trying to clear some mental space, tell myself to
just chill.
So with all this heartache, where do we go to hell?
I've
I've been listening to the silence. They'll flip the script cause they're the ones who write it. Blame it on gang banging and call us violent. But who the ones with evil that's lurking inside them? Live by confines within lines that they spray paint with law. We don't fit their margins and wonder why we be so lost. KRS said go and write a constitution for ourselves. I mean, we the ones living every single day in they hell. Live your dreams out loud cause change come with the seasons. Yeah, people be scheming but ain't enough of a reason. Nipsey sacrificed his life so that the truth would be told. They can't never stop his energy, can't never touch his soul. He seemed whole and provided back to this world selflessly. He was promoting love way beyond his community. Change maker at heart, working to bring us unity. Emerged from the concrete and he was only 33. You waiting on a what, when, where, why, and how. From a single flame, he lighting up the world right now. Don't you sleep on yourself, he already showed us how. From a single flame, he lighting up the world right now.
Go down again.
Me and my friends,
yeah.
Just chill. Heavy heads, heavy legs. Don't let that stop you from taking flight. From off of the edge is where we learn to fly. And we can soar outside of what they painted to be. This world is yours. We walking around heavy hearts, heavy heads, heavy legs. Don't let that stop you from taking flight. From off of the edge is where we learn to fly. And trust me, we can soar outside of what they painted to be. This world is yours.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. Again, get more from Ione Jeffries and 70 plus other artists at the Tracks Music Library, tracksmusiclibrary.org. Go there for a whole lot more. Ione, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
So excited to see the album in a couple of months.
I will send it directly to you. Don't worry.
Sounds good.